Not only did we have footy finals over the weekend, but also the 20th anniversary. I can't believe it's been 20 years since September 11. And tech has changed a lot since 9/11 too. The world is a different place these days.
It is. When we used to be able to travel internationally, it was, you know, if you have gone to the United States or anywhere, there was a lot of fingerprints and facial recognition software. Is more over the world than we've ever seen before. But the two things that have really changed since 9/11 are smartphones and the cloud. As we know, the cloud's that digital infrastructure that supports web technology, social networks, business tools and apps. And smartphones are essentially miniature computers that work with the cloud. They're like the Swiss Army knife of tools. And we've got to remember, no single digital device has had a more profound effect on the past 20 years than the smartphone out there. So just give people some facts from what we used to have. In 2001, there were fewer than 500 million people connected to the internet. Today, nearly 7.1 billion people are largely online because of smartphones. The most popular phone in 2001 was a Nokia 8250, which was able to do calls, texts, and little else on there as well. And they sold 140 million of them that year. Put that in perspective, Apple sold 57 million iPhones in the first quarter of 2021 alone. That's just Apple, nobody else. As well. And the cloud, you know, it really is everywhere around today. The term was first launched in 1996 in a business plan by Compaq, but it wasn't until 2006 when Amazon launched cloud compute that really cloud computing came to the fore. So much has changed since 9/11. I just thought it was interesting just to bring a few, you know, tech things to that subject.
Now, I'm pleased you did, because the world has changed over 20 years since the 9/11. The world is a different place, as you pointed to. And you just mentioned about Apple there, and you're encouraging us not to attach an iPhone if you ride a motorcycle or even have a moped or a scooter if you want that camera to last.
Yeah, interesting. It just came out literally yesterday. It had a message for iPhone users. Don't attach your phone if you value your camera. They're saying exposure to vibrations like those generated by high-powered motorcycle engines might impact iPhone cameras as well. So Apple said that attaching your phone to those vehicles can expose them to high-amplitude vibrations, which can lead to the degradation of the phone's optical image stabilization over time. Considering that these are the systems that help your phone take great pictures, even if you accidentally move on there as well, probably not a good idea to mess them up. So it will reduce the quality of your photos and videos. So they're saying, you know what, you ride a motorbike, put it in your pocket, don't strap it to one of those things that go on your handlebars. And believe it or not, Lee, I bought one of those just the other week to put on my motorbike, so I'm not going to be able to put it on there now.
No, not if you want good quality photos and videos, that's for sure.
Yes.
Good idea. And let's just wrap up with Facebook and Facebook users that are liable for all comments under their posts, according to Australian High Court. You've got some information there with High Court just ruled just recently.
I do. This really worries me. The basis that Facebook users are responsible for the content of complete strangers who post defamatory comments on their posts. So the court found that by creating a public Facebook page and posting content, the outlets had facilitated, encouraged and assisted the publication of comments from third-party Facebook users and were therefore publishers of those comments. That is one of the silliest things I've ever seen in my life, because a lot of people are not going to participate in online discussions, which makes things a lot more difficult. And, you know, people should be held responsible for their own actions online. But things start to get weird when you make users responsible for the comments of complete strangers. So it's like, you know, the 7BU page, if somebody put up something defamatory on there, it's not that person who put it up there, it's 7BU's responsibility.
7BU's responsibility, yes.
Which I think is terrible. I really do.
I suppose it all comes back to the person that puts that comment up being responsible for their own actions.
Exactly right, Lee. Not that person on there as well. So
rather than the company itself.
Yes, and to me, that's a real thing that people have to, you know, anybody in business or, you know, personal has to take care of now.